Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Many members on Capitol Hill, including Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt, are praising the work of Capitol Police for protecting those involved in a shooting today at a congressional baseball practice. A man carrying an assault-style rifle fired about 50 rounds, shooting five people in the incident near the nation's capital.
Countless lives that might have been taken if Capitol Police hadn't been there at the instance this cowardly attack started.
GOP House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was shot in the hip and is in critical condition. Two Capitol Police officers, a congressional staffer, and a lobbyist were also shot. The gunman from Belleville, Illinois, near St. Louis, is dead. State troopers and Capitol Police were highly visible at competing rallies today by pro-choice and church groups. Brian Housworth reports.
There were literally police and officers everywhere in the third floor rotunda, as hundreds of abortion opponents and abortion rights supporters were almost right next to each other at different rallies today. Things were overall peaceful. There were a couple of demonstrators who were removed today from the pro-life rally. One was shouting, "I'm Brian Housworth, Missouri Net."
Six Republican and Democratic state senators have asked for a committee to investigate GOP Governor Eric Greitens over ethics violations. The move comes after Greitens' campaign was fined for improperly receiving a donor list and after he's declined to reveal so-called dark money contributors. Republican Senator Ryan Silvey of Kansas City says an investigation is the only way to uncover the truth.
We don't know if there's wrongdoing. That's why you have an investigation. I mean, I'm hopeful that we bring people in, we ask them questions, we look at some documents and find out that it was all a big misunderstanding. But if it's not, then it needs to be addressed.
Missouri Republican Party Chairman Todd Graves calls the move by the senators a political stunt. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for most of Missouri until 8 p.m. Northwest and Southeast Missouri are the only areas not involved in the watch. The Red Cross is helping two St. Louis families after a tree fell on their homes. The chapter is providing food, clothing, and shelter for the victims. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has approved nearly 900 applications for assistance for Missouri flood survivors. Friday is the deadline to apply at a local social services resource center for a special disaster food stamp program one-time benefit. A 46-year-old mid-Missouri man is accused of attempting to set fire to an RV while a woman was locked inside. Wesley Dickey of Camdenton has been charged for allegedly trying to torch the RV. And a celebration is underway today at Fort Leonard Wood in mid-Missouri to recognize the Army's 242nd birthday. This is Missouri Net News.